Shalom Avracha, we'll continue with the Psukim of Hey, the recognition that this entire world was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us to take advantage of, to transform this temporary life in this world to eternal life, goodness in this world and the world to come, by creating a deep keshe between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the first pasuk of the Hayes, it was more of a general request. I should have the big picture of life. I shouldn't live constantly in the day-to-day trials and tribulations and not focus on the bigger picture and not see my greatness and the tremendous potential of life, or the spiritual life, the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, feeling of emunah b'tochen, taking advantage of the Torah mitzvahs. The second pasuk is having a deeper connection. Any type of relationship starts off. Number one is recognizing the value of the relationship. That's pasuk number one. Now, havineni, let me have a deeper understanding of the Torah and the mitzvahs and of life. Ve'etzra Torah secha, that same lesson we had in the first pasuk. I will watch over your Torah, make it part of me. Ve'shmerenu b'chol lev. The first word was bina, and the last word is lev. Bina and lev always go together. Because the concept of Bina is, I take the ideas, the knowledge that I have, and I think about them to the point that these are the guiding forces of the way I relate to every situation in life. The lev is the source of my desires and my thoughts. That's what lev is called in Lashon HaChazal. The thing that is not just guiding me, the thing is directing me, pushing me to do different modes of behavior. For example, if a person is a lev of gaiva, so whenever every time something doesn't go his way, he gets all upset and excited. If he thinks he's controlling the world and things are out of his control, he gets a tremendous fear. But if the lev is full with Torah Secho, with the guidance of Hashem's Torah, recognition that Adarabba, I'm not in control of the world. Hashem's controlling the world. The world is full of opportunities of showing Hashem that I am with Him. Then that generates a completely different response from my heart. If something very challenging comes up, I don't fall apart because I just Adarabba. My lev tells me, one second, this is challenging, but you're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can manage anything. That was the Chet HaMeraglim. They saw these giants. For whatever reason it was, they made the mistake and got terrified from the giants, and they lost their trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What they should have done is the internal forces within us, have such a clarity that Hashem is running the world that every situation can't shake me up. Kamuvan, it's a hard situation, I have to deal with it. Deal with it on the physical level, take care of what is necessary to do, and on the spiritual level, which is even more important, to go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the second level of the hay. Hay is the physical world, but the physical world is just a manifestation of Hashem's will, and it's just the shell in which we were put to fill it up with the ruchnius, with our keshu, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like we're saying, step number one is the first pasuk of just understanding Hoyreinu Hashem Dechukecha, Etzereinu Eikov. Help me live with that mind frame that I'm not living just for today. Life has a much bigger picture to it, much greater goals in life. And I'm going to focus on those goals. But more than that, not just knowing the truth of life, but having the truths of life that I know go deep into my heart and be the guiding force behind my behavior. And if I do it in such a fashion, then with the time, it won't happen 1, 2, 3, with the time, my natural reactions will be the reactions that are good for me and Rotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reactions of always feeling that I don't have to be afraid of any situation. I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I do have to take responsibility for myself and for Klal Yisrael. I know that there's no such thing as a small action. I do one Maaseh Chesed, one is Gabbas Alamida, one Tefillah. That doesn't only affect me, it affects all of Klal Yisrael. And we need this so much now. Alavai, we should have this level that having Neinu, we should understand the truths of life to the point that will be b'chol lev, will be in the depths of our hearts. Shalom uvracha.